Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet. It is TakeOver 30. Not 10, not 20, fucking 30. And I am here with my one and only co-host. Give it up for Chad Showtime Schultz.
Woo! How's it going, everyone?
Yeah. By everyone, you mean me, Trebuchet, because it's just the two of us right now.
There are more people here. Oh, we gotta get the Trebudome ready.
That's right. It's gonna be Trebudome.
It's just gonna be. Honestly, you could just do that with like your knockouts posters.
Trebudome
around the room.
I can't. They said that you cannot use any non WWE stuff.
No, I
can't.
I didn't mean for
the Thunderdome.
I was talking about turning the bunker into the Trebudome.
I very well may do that.
And you could just do that with a knockout.
I'm starting to
think. But yeah, no, the only non-WWE wrestling apparel is apparently, or any kind of anything like that is not.
I read the rules because.
What are the rules, Trebuchet?
Well, newsflash, you guys. Trebuchet, me.
Yes.
Me, the Trebster, am registered to be in the Thunderdome Monday Night Raw. First time ever they're doing
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, dude, I'm a big
the first
deal.
Raw,
yeah.
The first SmackDown, and the first pay-per-view will be the big ones. People are like, yeah, I was actually on there.
Yeah, I was on that first one. I'm trying to be on that first one. I don't know where yet, but you cannot use drugs or alcohol.
Boo.
Bunch of squares. Literally. Literally a bunch of squares.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know you love it. I was so proud of that.
Yeah, you really... You tweeted that. I gave it a sarcastic brunt
on
Twitter.
It was wonderful.
And then I fought with Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, and then you fought with... You've had a big week, man.
I have had a big week. On Twitter, I've had a big week.
Well, just both of us in general. We've been on a couple of podcasts here. Not just this one.
I was back doing stand-up.
Yeah, dude.
We were on John Bash and David C's podcast.
Good versus Evil. I believe you can find that everywhere podcasts are sold.
We're churning out two of our own podcasts this weekend.
And I think I'm going to try to come up with a hotline, like an 800 or 900 number, and you can get the scoop on the Undisputed Podcast of the World coming up. Stay tuned, you guys.
I went viral tweeting about disability stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I am a fairly socially conscious when I'm not doing stand-up. And I also got in a small half-second Twitter spat with Dave Meltzer. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck you, Dave Meltzer. The challenge is still out there. I will wrestle you anywhere in the world except for the Tokyo Dome.
He's avoiding you.
He's scared.
He's picking at me because he wants to get to
you.
I know.
That's a fucking cost of doing business sometimes, Showtime.
He is like a lot bigger than you.
I'm getting jacked for the
apocalypse. Here's the thing. I remember seeing like pictures of him like in the 90s and 2000s. He's just like an average looking, like not badly built, but like not ripped. And then at some point, it looked like he started taking like HGH. Like his arms are huge now.
He found Vince McMahon's steroids and he started taking them, is what it is.
He found that little fridge there on the corner.
That's exactly what it is. It wasn't mine, pal.
Yeah, no, I am. Honestly, I think he just started hanging out with more wrestlers.
Yeah.
I think he's like buddies with the Bucks and stuff. I think he just ended up getting ripped.
Where do you meet wrestlers? You go to the gym. Like, you go to the gym, you'll fucking, that's where those guys hang out, and that's where you get the scoop and everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's fucking putting your name in his mouth, and that's just fucking what you shouldn't do. Gonna end up putting him through the barbershop window
or something. When you mess with half of Trebu Time, you mess with all of Trebu
Time. You don't want that. I'm a siege machine.
You don't want
none of this.
But tonight is NXT TakeOver 30.
XXX. Oh, baby. This is going to be fucking hot.
Man, is Jenna Jameson coming in
back? It costs $9.99 to get this shit, so it might.
That's actually like pretty cheap for porn stuff.
Well, it's 2020, and people are still quarantined. Yes, do that. All right, Showtime.
So let's start with the opening match of
Before we do that, because it's TakeOver 30, I just want to ask you a question about what your favorite TakeOver moment is of all time.
Because
there's been
that's a good question.
Yeah, I'm like there's been 29.
So
of them.
The first time I saw TakeOver was probably like the third or the fourth one. First time I ever watched it live.
Yeah.
And I remember the Sammy Balor match.
Yeah,
that match was insane. I remember Kevin Owens turning on Sammy like that because they both debuted that same night.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That's my favorite takeover, is the one where Kevin... Because Kevin debuts the first match.
Yeah.
And then Sammy defends or wins the NXT title that night. And then they got a hug. They're right at the entrance. And then, bam, powerbomb.
Powerbomb under the apron. That's probably my favorite because of all those moments. I liked a lot of the debut, signee moments.
Yeah.
Because WWE's done a really good job of, covering those up. It's usually a decent surprise when you see someone there.
Yeah. The other fun thing they do in takeovers is when they hit the copyright, every once in a while, when Ciampa turned on Gargano, you thought it was over, and then bam!
Yeah, it's
always on Gargano, too. He's had another one. I think... Somebody else turned on him or something.
There's been a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because Jason comes out of the water ending.
Exactly, yeah.
You think it's over. Oh, no, it's not.
Exactly. Got to tune in this Wednesday. But also, sidebar, AEW had their thing going on today because they had to move for the NBA playoffs, I guess. So they have wrestling going on. We're not talking about that. The IC title is on the line for TakeOver XXX. It's got to be Extreme, right?
I think so.
All right. Give me the pre-show
match. The pre-show match is Breezango versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch versus Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza, the two guys from Leado del Fantasma.
Ah. Good old Ole Anderson still doing stuff, huh?
Yeah.
This
match, to expose our business, we are running a bit behind.
Oh, because you're exposing
You had to work late.
I did, yeah.
This match has already happened, and Breezango got the win, which
is... I was going to pick them.
I'm honestly surprised they won.
They have been getting rolled over by everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're kind of the job team, here's the thing. I was going to bitch that, I wasn't ready to do it, but, I never was going to pick them.
I was going to pick them.
I was going to pick Phantasma, or maybe on a long shot, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. I was never going to pick Breezango.
I was just feeling that. Since Breezango's been back, they have not, or on NXT, I don't think they've gotten a win. They're due.
Yeah, if you were to check the Wrestle Chat, because we'll get the results all updated, my guess, I would be surprised if anybody picked Breezango.
Yeah, we'll go through all those off the air. And then tomorrow, the biggest party of the summer, SummerSlam, we're going to have more than just us. We're going to have at least dogs in here.
There's gonna be some people here. It's going to be great.
And stay tuned. We'll give you guys all the results and see who the IC champion is.
Also,
IC stands for It's Cool.
That triple threat tag match is for the number one contendership for the NXT tag titles. So that's the caveat there.
So Breezango's the number one contender?
Yes.
Fucking hey. If I knew that, I would never want to pick them.
No, never.
I'm being
completely fair. I was like, hey, it's not even worth
it. I didn't realize it was for the number one contendership.
Because I was like, I never was going to pick Breezango there. The next match is Finn Balor versus Timothy Thatcher.
Thatcher.
I've also got Thatcher.
Thatcher.
I like Thatcher a lot.
I'm like...
You're a big fan.
I love me some Timothy Thatcher. Goes fucking in there, catch style, just fucking... I love all those vignettes they're doing with
him. No, they're just being... Like, that's,
this is how you break a man's fucking leg. Oh, he moved there. See, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook it right here at the ankle and put more pressure on. That's beautiful stuff. That would have helped me a lot when I was trying to fucking figure this stuff out. No, when I was wrestling my brothers when I was 8 years old.
Timothy Thatcher is the most legitimate pro wrestler I see today.
I like
it
a lot.
There is nothing phony about that guy.
No, he just seems like a wrestler. Not a sports entertainer. A wrestler.
I miss it. God help me, I do.
I would love to see Timothy Thatcher fight Sami Zayn.
I want to see 30 different flavors of Timothy Thatcher. They don't need to be the same, but I want every pro wrestler to have that base.
Yeah.
To be believable.
I'd be all here for that. I love that style. It's very it looks like...
You could do one that does...
It looks
more,
like he's wrestling.
You could have a guy
opponent
that does more strikes. You could have a guy that does more certain kinds of submissions. A guy that adds a little more flex. Have some variety in it, but everybody should be at its core...
I'm just saying...
A believable...
Catch-as-catch-can stylist. Mwah. Fucking, I can't handle that strong style, which is just code for beating the shit out of each other. It's fucking all it is.
Is that you, Corny? Is that you... the next match is the ladder match for the vacant NXT North American Championship,
formerly held by Keith Lee.
Yeah, he basked
in his glory.
He won both belts, and he said, I don't want to defend this one anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need it. He did what Goldberg did when he had the U.S. title
and
the WCW title.
And then we had the most convoluted series of triple threat matches, because there were, like, injuries and shit involved. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how the fuck we got here, but the people
give me the,
in the
give
match
me, give me the competitors.
Are Bronson Reed, uh-huh. Thick Boy.
Oh, yeah. Two C's.
Damian Priest.
Uh-huh.
Cameron Grimes. Johnny Gargano,
uh-huh.
And the Velveteen Dream, because WWE makes all sorts of unforced errors.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back. I don't claim to know what's going on, but I can't imagine anybody, like, this is a good idea.
He's back. As a stockholder, the product's never been better, but I don't understand this decision.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you own stock in the company. You bought some stock.
I definitely did. So.
I don't know.
Watch the WWE! Buy some stuff on shop.com right now.
I don't know how I forgot. You were constantly reminding me.
Oh, it's amazing.
Who you got here?
I'm taking Priest. Not because I like Priest, but because they're pushing Priest.
So I'm thinking Priest or Dream. And my thing with Dream is that if they don't care enough to not put him on TV, I can't imagine they care enough to not give him the belt. Like, if your position is that it's okay to put him on TV with, like, the sexual, the kids stuff he's got going on. I'm not saying it's true, but even if, like, if you're saying he's good enough to be on TV, that means you're willing to overlook so much and how bad a taste that is and how, like, risky that is. Is it really that much further to put a belt on him, though?
Like, yeah, I think it is, but
I don't really. If you're willing to make the mistake,
don't think he should be on TV because of what's going on. But I don't have all the details.
If you're gonna put a guy with that much heat with the audience, if it's not true, if you're gonna put that guy on TV and get the bad press, why not push him too? If you're gonna get the bad press for doing something like that, because you're confident in the decision you're making,
Dream
why not double down on it?
Dream's got
to
be a heel then.
Yeah, well, he turned heel the other day.
Okay, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
Dream can't be a face if they're doing that.
I'm
not saying they should. I'm going with my pick Priest. I actually thought that Gargano was a good pick here, but I don't think Gargano needs the North American title.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd see him not on NXT much longer. I think it's about
he's
time.
Mr. NXT. He's going to be there forever. It's what he said.
I believe he
said
that's
where it. Candace is, too.
Champ is the same thing. I'm pretty sure he's going up to the main roster here soon. I think
they tried that with both
of
them.
I think he's part of Retribution.
You think Champ is part of Retribution?
I think so. I think he'll be one of those guys.
Do you think The Miz is their leader?
I haven't seen the end of SmackDown yet,
okay.
So I haven't really seen the way they're presenting it.
Okay.
My guess is it's a red herring. I imagine they want you to think he's the, at this point, they want you to believe he's the leader. My guess is he is not.
My guess is that they're going to bring back the right to censor because they said I can't do drugs or alcohol on there, and they're going to have Big Stevie Cool in there and The Good Father and Ivory. Ivory's going to cover up your puppies. I'm sorry, Chad.
Bull Buchanan's just going to run in the bunker and just spear you.
That son of a bitch.
He can do it. He's Bull Buchanan.
I know he can. He's a big guy.
So I will take... fuck it. I'll take Dream.
You're taking the Dream?
I'm taking Dream.
All right.
I don't like it, but I'm doing it.
I'm still taking Priest.
The next match is for the NXT Women's Championship. Io Shirai versus Dakota Kai, and I'll take Dakota Kai.
I'm taking Io.
I really like what they're doing with Dakota Kai right now. This one is probably me picking with my heart more than my head.
She is not my favorite.
I really like
you
her
really
as a baby
do.
Face, and I think she's doing well as a heel. She's one of my favorite baby face female wrestlers. I feel like she gets sympathy better than most.
I don't.
And she's doing really well as a heel, too.
I like the other girl.
Tegan Knox.
Tegan Knox, yeah. I like her. I like what she's putting out there.
I hope they get back together someday.
I'm cool with that. Like, I don't know. I'm just not huge on Cobra Kai over here.
I don't know what your problem is.
They can't fight the crane.
no can defend. The next match is Adam Cole versus former Colts punter Pat McAfee.
Whoa, say that again?
Pat McAfee, the former Colts.
Pat McAfee. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah, no, that was why it was a big deal that he kicked Cole and he got knocked out.
Yeah, he's got that punt kick.
Yeah. He's a trained wrestler.
Yeah, he paid.
A-Plot was trying to tell me he wasn't a trained wrestler, and that's why he doesn't want him to lose to Cole. I'm like, he's a trained wrestler. He's bigger than Cole.
They
said they were gonna have a face to face. It was a face to chest.
My understanding is that one of the head trainers from OVW,
Jim Cornette.
No,
Rip Cornette
Rogers.
Jim
Rip. Rip Rogers.
Jay Cornette.
Which sounds like a fake name Jim Cornette would have.
Jim
Rip,
C.
Rip Rogers. But he's a classic wrestler, well known for his swearing promos on Twitter about how bad modern wrestling is. Like Jim Cornette.
I knew it was Jim Cornette. It was all Jimmy C.
But he apparently Pat paid him to come train him. He had NFL money.
Yeah, dude. Why
was
not?
Was Pat? I've only recently started caring about football. Was that a name you knew?
I've heard of him. Yeah,
he's got like a radio show too.
Yeah, he said he was a millionaire in 7 different industries or something. Which I doubt that's true, but that's a great line.
It is.
And if I want to make this number 8, I will. I'm like, that's a good promo.
He's trained in broadcasting. I'm sure he'll do fine. Honestly,
the only real criticism I have of him is he was just rocking back and forth a little too much.
He got a little bit of just
stand there, man.
Honestly, here's the thing. I'm not convinced this is a one-off for him.
I'm not convinced of that either. If he beats Cole,
think even if he doesn't beat Cole, I think that I'm not convinced this is a one-off. I think this is his introduction onto TV, I don't see this as a celebrity thing. I really don't.
No, I thought they were going to bring him in as a commentator permanently.
I thought so too, but he's been training. I'm taking Cole here, though.
You're taking Cole here? I'm taking Pat because that's what I said in the wrestle chat, and I'm not going back.
Fair enough. The next match, and the last for the evening, is for the NXT Championship. Keith Lee versus Karrion Kross. I've got Karrion Kross here.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I think Keith Lee is going to go up to the main roster.
That's a good reason. I don't think so.
I think that Keith Lee's... Keith Lee has had a very good run here.
When's the last short NXT run you've seen? Who has the shortest NXT title run?
Sammy's was not particularly long. And
but that's like the first
sure
like,
recently Drew's was not terribly long.
Okay.
I'm like, nor
usually
was,
they're
nor
pretty
was,
long.
Nor was Andrade's. Like they're usually a couple like 6 months. Like they're not usually 2-3 weeks
Cole
short.
Had that thing for so long. I don't think
you know Cole had that thing forever.
I don't think they're gonna move it that frequently.
I think that it's gonna get here's the thing. If Keith Lee beats Karrion Kross, I don't know how you're gonna keep Karrion Kross strong. I think that if Karrion Kross beats Keith Lee here, that's going to be a huge deal. It will get him over as a monster. I don't know if they're going to do it, but booking Karrion Kross to beat Keith Lee here clean is absolutely the right booking.
It'll get him over. If I'm still taking Keith
Lee. I don't know why.
Fair
point would be why would WWE ever try to get anybody over, ever?
I don't want to see Keith Lee on the main roster. Not yet.
I think
if they bring him up to SmackDown, him and Riddle are going to get lost in the fold. They're too similar.
I hope he goes to Raw.
No, that's what I just think if they take him up, they're going to bring him to SmackDown.
I don't think so. I think they go to Raw. I can see Keith.
I know. If him and Riddle are on the same show,
hear me out on this.
Not.
Keith Lee versus the Hurt Business. That's a feud WWE would book, and that I'd actually like to see that.
WWE would put him in the Hurt Business.
No.
Because
Keith Lee's not a heel. They're having guys fight back against the Hurt Business. I think the Hurt Business is gonna
you're
run
saying
through
make
everybody
him DDP against the NWO essentially. Like
a little bit.
Like have them try to recruit him and then never just do it.
Yeah, well I mean well MVP's been doing that though. MVP's been coming over and trying to talk to people
to
and
Apollo,
when you turn them down they beat you.
Yeah.
I can see that being what happens. But I've got Karrion Kross.
I've got Keith Lee all day. I don't think Keith Lee's going anywhere.
Well, that is the card.
Okay.
So,
bask in his glory.
Final thoughts, Trebuchet.
Bask in his glory. Oh, it's me first.
Yes.
I'm number first. That's okay. This is the minor leagues anyways. We're not doing anything correctly.
I'm calling this match this time.
That's fine. I don't care. No, it's just I'm here to watch TakeOver, and I'm going to... fucking get high. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys to be nice to each other, and if you go out in public, wear a mask because you should do that. Because the luchadors wear a mask every day, and it's cool. It's righteous. You know what I mean? Like I ain't never seen a not cool luchador. Never.
So, I never felt like Lil Parka was that cool. I felt like
you stop it right now. That's the chairman of WCW.
I felt like
stop it.
He was like had nerdy energy.
Oh, I will fight you. I'll hit you with it. Where's the chair?
I don't think there's one readily available.
There's not a folding one. That one's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
I was like, if you're going to put me out of my misery, I just use something a little bit. Just hit me with the
I want to have somebody here to listen to me bitch about TakeOver. So we're going to keep you conscious.
Oh, okay. Right, that's now. Fair. You definitely need me for this.
I am Trebuchet, and I need to know better.
Well, my name is Shad Sharp. I'm Schultz, and Trebuchet is a lion-stealing son of a bitch. No, this is
good. Guys, she said fertilize.
Go on. No, I think it's going to be a great event tonight. I'm honestly really hoping Dakota Kai goes over. I like to see what they're going to do with her. looking forward to SummerSlam tomorrow. We will be right back with you in less than 24 hours. My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I love you all. There's not a thing you can do about it. And it is all fun and games. You need to know better until you actually need to know better.
Absolutely.
You all be good.
I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
You suck.